I am thy, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. I need to thy love to me. But I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer, draw to thee. Draw me nearer, draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Good morning, my brothers and sisters. Today is April 19th, year 2024, and this is our daily devotion. The book we are using is called The Open Heaven, written by the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. And the topic for our today daily devotion is your mourning. The topic once again is your mourning. And the memory verse is taken from Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, why evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, have no pleasure in them. Let's repeat it once again. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, why evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, have no pleasure in them. Ecclesiastes 12, verse 1. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, why evil days come not, nor the years draw near, when thou shalt say, have no pleasure in them. Our Bible reading this morning is from Lamentation 3, verse 27. Lamentation 3, verse 27. Now I'll be reading the NLT fashion. And it is good for people to submit at early age to the yoke of his discipline. That's the end of today's Bible reading. The topic once again is your mourning. Specifically, the mourning of a man stands for his youth. In John 1:2-14, Apostle John said, I've written to you young ones because you are strong. The major characteristic of youth is their strength. I know most youth see their youthful days as days to enjoy themselves. This is true, according to Exodus 11:9-10. Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth. But know thou that for all these things, God will bring thee into judgment. Note that the above passage also says that youth will account for the seed they sow later in life. Those that spend their youth days engaging in all sorts of vices will reap plenty of trouble later in life. In Genesis 49:1-4, when Israel was about to die, he called his children together and began to prophesy about their future. He said concerning Reuben, mighty Reuben, excellency of strength, but you will not excel. Why did he say this? In Genesis 35:22, Reuben did something that he should not have done, and his father heard about it. Now when his father was about to die, he told him he would not excel, even though he was the firstborn. When you read Revelation 7:1-5, you will be amazed that by the time they were listing the children of Israel who were sealed, Reuben was no longer the first. Beloved, if you are young now, meaning that you are less than 30 years old, make good use of your youth. Be careful of the kinds of seed you sow now, because you will reap their fruit later, and the harvest is always greater than the seed sown. have written unto you, young men, because you are strong, and the word of God abided in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one. 1 John 2:14. The above passage does not say that you are strong as youth, but also that the word of God is to abide in you, and you are to overcome the wicked one. Your youthful days are the days to soak in the word of God like never before. This is the time to memorize as many scriptures as possible. Now is the time to build your spiritual strength, to stand against the devil and overcome him. Use your strength to do a lot for God, because a time will come when you will discover that being a youth does not last forever. This is the end of today's reading. The key point today is dedicate your youth to knowing and serving God without limit. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'll see you tomorrow.